أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما هو بقول شيطان الرجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and his great qualities who brought the Quran Sharif, so there is no doubt in the Quran Sharif. It was delivered to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his qualities in propagating the Quran Sharif to the whole of mankind. And the qualities of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also completely convinces a person that the Quran Sharif has come absolutely as it was sent by Allah Ta'ala to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala has taken the promise to protect the Quran Sharif, the true teachings of the Quran Sharif. However, there is only one aspect, that the people following the true Quran Sharif will diminish all the time. The numbers will become less and less. And that we are witnessing all along the corridor of the history of Islam, that the people who follow the true teachings of the Quran Sharif become less. But the Quran Sharif will definitely remain alive. Anyone seeking the truth absolutely as it was, as it came from Allah Ta'ala, will remain right till the end. And then Allah Ta'ala explained amongst the various qualities of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not stingy. He was not miserly in teaching the teachings of the Quran Sharif. There were those teachings of the Quran Sharif which man could never ever have acquired. That is about the life of the Akhirat, about Allah Ta'ala himself. We cannot see Allah Ta'ala, about Jannat and Jahannam, the day of Qiyamah. And those are the things which are in Ghaib, which are the unseen. And there is no one else that could have informed us but Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala, that Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us fully and completely of all the things which we could not understand, the things of our benefit, of our harm. So when that is then, Allah Ta'ala explains that the Quran Sharif again, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ اور یہ کہا ہوا نہیں کسی شیطان مردود کا. And this Quran Sharif, نعوذ باللہ, are not the words of any accursed shaitan. Like the Kuffar in Makkah used to say that na'uzu billah is the word of a fortune teller. Whereas the teachings of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the absolute truth which came from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. There was nothing of fortune telling. Fortune tellers, even if they do know anything of the truth, they mix it with 100 lies. And there is no fortune teller who will tell you something without you paying him first. You have to pay him, he'll never do it freely. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the absolute truth and he taught it free of charge. So whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught was nothing to do with all this evil, but it had to do with honesty, with truthfulness, with kindness, with compassion. And shaitan does not teach any of those things. He teaches the opposite. So where can you people, speaking to the people of Makkah directly, where can you people compare this with the words of shaitan? Where can you compare it and say that it is the words of a fortune teller? There is absolutely no question about all those, about any of those things. It is the word of Allah Ta'ala. And when that is the case, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ پھر تم کدھر چلے جا رہے ہو. Where are you leaving the Quran Sharif and going to other things? Where are you going in a different direction from the teachings of the Quran Sharif? And this is such a beautiful way that Allah Ta'ala is inviting us to follow the Quran Sharif. That when the Quran Sharif teaches us the true values of human life, to be kind to one another, to help one another, to have compassion for one another, to be honest, to be truthful, all these qualities, then where are you leaving the Quran Sharif and going to a different life? lifestyle. Black people follow the Western way of life commonly today. What is that lifestyle? It is a lifestyle of drugs. It is a lifestyle of womanizing. It is a high lifestyle of lying, of dishonesty. So Allah says, where are you going? In which direction are you going? The Quran Sharif is but one thing. In huwa illa dhikrul lil alameen. Ye to ek nasihat hai, jahan bhar ke waaste. It is one nasihat, advice, admonishment for all the people of the world. To believe in the reality that there is only one Allah. To believe in the reality we are going to return to Allah, and whatever we have done here, we will have to face the consequences there. So this is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us, how to prepare for that eternal life in which our life of this dunya is also made with respect and honor. So these are the teachings of the Quran Sharif. So it is the absolute truth, and Allah says, don't leave this truth alone. Like a father will explain to his child, a mother will explain to her daughter, like that Allah Ta'ala is appealing to us that where are you leaving the Quran Sharif and going away to other things. And we should realize today, each one of us, we should ponder that what are the influences on us. Is the media got an influence on us? Are we influenced of the Quran? Do we even read the Quran Sharif? Do we even meditate on the Quran Sharif? Or are we influenced with a secular education? Or are we influenced with dini education? Education of the Quran Sharif. How much are we influenced about this? Are we more influenced by politics, by sports, etc.? Or are we influenced by Quran Sharif? These are the true teachings of Allah Ta'ala, and it is only for our goodness that Allah has brought it to us. And the same question applies to us also, as it applied to the people of Makkah, that where are you going? Where are you leaving the Quran? Where are you leaving deen? And in which direction are you going? May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the reality of this great, great kitab, and through whom it has come, the greatness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to submit to that way of life.